Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to another edition of I Won't Stop Until I Win. I am your host, Jose Flores, and each week I'll be sharing inspiring stories of people who push through the pain, who overcome adversity, and who keep on running their race to become the winners they are today. So thank you for spending some time with me, and let's jump right into the show. Hey, what is going on, guys? Listen, thank you again for hanging out with me this week. And before I jump into the show, you know, I always like to give a few moments to God and give him some thanks, because I believe that without him, none of this will be possible. So I just pray to somebody that's out there that's listening is encouraged, inspired, and motivated to not only learn more and do more, but to become more. And I pray that in Jesus' name. Thanks again, guys, for hanging out with me. And hey, listen, if you've been enjoying these episodes, and then you're enjoying this one specifically, I want you to do me a favor. Go ahead and click the subscribe button on whatever platform you're listening to this on. And if you know somebody who this episode will be able to benefit, go ahead and share this episode with them, share it on your social media. And while you're at it, go ahead and leave me a 5-star review and leave a little comment as well, because that'll obviously help me get to the climb the charts a little quicker. But listen, guys, this week, I wanted to talk about the topic on killing the noise, right? Getting rid of the noise. How do we get rid of the noise? How do we shut the noise's mouth when it tries to distract us and stop us and keep us stuck? We're going to get into all of that on today's episode. So buckle your belts, because we're going to go right in. And you know, the reason why I wanted to talk about this topic today is because very recently, actually, I've been speaking to a lot of different individuals at some of the events I've been going to and speaking at, and also getting some messages from people that have been DMing me on social media as well, and letting me know some of the things that they've been going through. One of the reasons that they're doing that is because they're feeling stuck, they're feeling stranded, and they're feeling stagnant. They don't have clarity. They don't know which direction they want to go into. And it's because there's a lot of noise going on in their lives, right? Once I dig a little deeper with them and I find out what's going on, it's a lot of excess noise that needs to be canceled out, because it's stopping them from being focused and it's stopping them from gaining clarity. And so why did I want to talk about this? Is because I know that if they're reaching out to me, and I know that I've dealt with this personally as well, I know that there's thousands of millions of other people out there that have struggled with this as well. That's why I wanted to touch upon it. So killing the noise, right? So what does that mean? Like, a lot of times when we have our goals, you know, we're working on our goals, our dreams, and our ambitions, sometimes in the beginning, we're laser focused. We have a certain level of clarity and we're moving forward, right? Nothing is stopping us, and we keep on trekking forward. But then what happens? This happens to all of us. Life happens, right? Something tragic happens, something that's unexpected happens, something that we don't want or like happens. And now we have to deal with this situation. And a lot of times what happens is that we don't necessarily know fully how to deal with the situation. So we just pump the brakes on everything, right? Everything comes to a halt. Everything gets paused. Everything gets stopped so that we can focus on this challenge or this situation. But that's what we cannot allow to continue to happen, because at the end of the day, life is going to continually happen to us all the time, right? The unexpected is always going to happen. Things are going to happen, right? That maybe we didn't want to happen, that are bad things. You know, bad things happen to good people. We've heard that cliche statement as well. But how do we keep moving forward in the midst of all of that? Here's the number one key is to know what you want out of life. Knowing what you want, right? You've been working on this goal, you've been working on this dream, and you know you want this thing bad. And then life tried to stop it from happening. So you got to remember how bad you really wanted that. You got to remember why you started doing what you started doing, why you're chasing that dream, why you're accomplishing and executing and putting in the work and grinding out to make sure that that goal of yours gets executed. You have to remember those things, because when life happens, it's easy to forget. It's easy to forget, and it's easy to focus on the problem. Come on. I know somebody that hit a nerve right there with somebody. It's easy to focus on the problem and stay focused on the problem and lose sight of what really matters. Lose sight of that end goal. Lose sight of that target, right? Lose sight of the dream, the big picture. It's very, very easy, but you got to know why you started and why you're doing it, because that's going to help you. When you remember that, that's what's going to be, that's going to be that extra push that you need as you keep moving forward in life. That's what, that's the push that you're going to need to get closer and closer to that end goal, right? To that finish line. You know, I recently spoke to this one individual, and she's an older lady. She's had a tough life. She, you know, she was sharing some things with me. She's had a tough life from abuse, verbal, physical, mental, emotional, different accidents that have happened, or like a whole bunch of things, right? And I mean, we all have our own things that we've gone through in life. But man, when she was telling me the story, this lady has been through a tremendous amount of hardships through her life. And she's still here. She's still here. She's still pushing. She's still positive. She still has an amazing smile on her face, which tells me a lot about, you know, her character and her personality. Like, she still wants to be happy. When you know that people have gone through something in life and they can still smile in the face of adversity, that speaks volumes. And I know a lot of times we see people that are smiling and it's a fake smile, but that wasn't what this lady was doing. Like, I know how to tell the difference, because believe me, I was that individual that was smiling for so many years, but I was really, really broken on the inside. And I know that that smile is what helped me push through, and it helps a lot of other people push through. But today in life, the smile that I carry on my face, people know that it's a genuine one, it's an authentic one, it's a real one. So I know how to decipher the difference. And this lady had a genuine smile on her face. And she shared with me, you know, she shared with me some of the things she went through and how she felt. But I was so super proud of her, because she was executing on her goals. And she, like I said, she's an older lady. She's past her senior years. She's past that. And she was sharing how all these years, she's let all these years gone by and was afraid to function in the full capacity of her purpose. Think about that. She was like she's in her 60s and she's afraid to function in full capacity in her purpose. For whatever the reason is, right? Could have been, you know, fear of rejection, fear of being ridiculed, fear of not being accepted, fear of the unknown. You know, it could have been so many different things, right? But here she is in her 60s, turning her dreams into a reality. That is the most beautiful thing to me. Like, listen, you're never too young or too old to turn your dreams into a reality, folks. Like, you have to understand this. This is all a part about killing the noise, and especially that little voice that we have inside of ourselves that's always telling us, you're not good enough. You can't do it. You won't make it. Nobody's going to love you. Nobody's going to accept you. Nobody's going to care about you. Nobody does care about you. And that little voice continues to constantly nag at us like a little gnat that never goes away. How do you kill that voice? How do you kill that voice? Is by being clear on what you want. It's by being clear on your goals and the direction that you're going into, because once that's all established, that noise, you can kill it quickly, because you can tell that noise, I know where I'm going, I know what I'm doing, and I know what I want. And I'm not gonna stop until I win. That's a shameless little plug right there. Name of the podcast, I Won't Stop Until I Win. You can't stop until you win. That's the type of talk that you have to talk. And when all of this other noise, right, the distractions of life, the media, the social media, the news, all of these different things happen, how do you kill that stuff? You got to keep on pushing forward and kill all that noise. Remove it from your atmosphere. That means turning off the news, you know, taking a break from social media, you know, that little voice that pops up inside of your head, right, that you keep hearing all the time, telling it to shut its mouth. Because you know what direction you're going into, and that voice isn't welcomed anymore. So silencing that voice, and you keep on moving forward. And the more you start to big yourself up and pump yourself up, the more you're going to be able, the more traction you're going to gain, the more momentum you're going to gain, and the more you're going to get closer to turning your dreams into a reality. That's the beautiful part about it, is that you got to be able to kill that noise. And the naysayers, right? We have haters out there. We have people that don't agree with us, people that necessarily may not even like us, right? But all of that is irrelevant. All of that is irrelevant. We got to keep our eye on the prize. We got to go for the win. We got to go for the kill. And listen, there's going to be times where you're going to listen to those voices and you're going to be defeated by those voices, and those voices are going to discourage you, and all the noise around you is going to get so loud that it kind of blocks out the main voice that you need to hear. That's why I'm doing this episode right now. This is the, if you've been waiting for a new voice, this is the voice telling you, listen, wake up, keep going. Your dreams are closer than you think they are. And you got to go at it. You got to grab a hold of it. you got to grab a hold of it. Listen, I know with everything that's going on in this world, right, with COVID, the vaccines, the masks, Afghanistan, the military situations, the whole planet, right? This whole planet that we love, that we call Earth, that we live on, that we enjoy. There's so many things going on right now that are distracting us from living our lives to the fullest and living up to our fullest potential. And we get caught up in all of the politics. We get caught up in all of the chitter chatter. We get caught up in all of the negativity. We get caught up in all of the gossip. And it's hard to avoid that stuff because we're getting bombarded with that. Every corner we turn, there's something going on, right? Something political, something on the social media, something, you know, this person's not wearing a mask, this person's not vaccinated, and, you know, all of these different things. And we allow ourselves to get distracted by the noise. So we have to kill the noise. You got to kill the noise. If you've been wondering why your dreams haven't come true, if you've been wondering why you haven't been able to level up, if you've been wondering why you haven't gone to the next level, ask yourself, am I killing the noise? Am I killing the noise? You know, people are always going to have their opinions about you and about what you're doing, about what direction you're going in, about who you are as a person. And that's fine, right? Everybody's entitled to their opinion. The problem is that you can't allow that to affect you. You can't allow that to affect your movement. You can't allow that to stop you from moving forward in life and living the life that you truly and really deserve. So how does that all happen? By getting rid of the noise, getting rid of the noise. Listen, we can't control a lot of things. We can't continue to focus on the things we can't control, but we can focus on the things that we do control and we can control, right? That's what we have to focus on. Because once you focus on that, then that allows you to bring more clarity into your reality, right? Once you start, I'm gonna say that again, because some of you guys missed that. Once you start focusing on your goals and your dreams and getting clarity, then you start to kill the noise. The noise starts to die out because now you're tuned into a different frequency. What everyone is saying is like you're in the room and you're around the noise, but you can't hear it. It's like watching that movie and that one person is in a large crowd and everything goes silent and all they hear is what's in their mind. They hear their own thoughts. Everything else around them is silenced. That's how we have to function in the real world. When all of that noise is going on, when all the chaotic havoc is going on, we have to be able to silence that and listen to our own voice, that pure voice that's inside of us, that voice that's deep down inside of us that's always crying out to get out. And sometimes we suppress that voice. Sometimes we want to keep that voice locked in because we're afraid. We're afraid of something. There's something that's holding us back from letting that voice cry out and talk out loud and speak out loud and yell out loud. And that's the voice that we need to let loose. That's the voice that we need to unleash, because that's the voice that's going to kill all the other voices and all the other noise in our lives. That's the one that's going to be dominant. It has to be dominant, because if you don't let that bad boy out, then all the other voices are going to start to take over. It's just how it happens in life. If you're a product of your environment, you're allowing your environment to take over. It's only those small chosen few, right? Those small few that make it out of their environment that's toxic, that's in the inner city, that's in the hood, the ghetto, that family that's always negative thinking, right? How do you get out? You kill the noise. You focus on what it is you want. You gain that clarity. And you keep on setting those goals and executing and accomplishing those goals. And so there's been so many people recently who I've encountered that are not living up to their fullest potential because there's too much noise in their atmosphere. There's too much noise in their environment. And they keep hearing the noise instead of silencing the noise and hearing that inner voice, that pure inner voice that's inside of them that knows they have what it takes to make it happen. Come on. We all have that voice. We've all gone through life and we've all, you know, had that little pity party, or we've had that little down moment or that woe is me moment, but we look ourselves in the mirror every morning, right? Every day we look at ourselves in the mirror and we got to talk that talk to ourselves. You know, we're always quick to inspire and motivate everyone else, but we got to look ourselves in the mirror and we got to say, you are successful as heck. You look good as heck. You're phenomenal. You have greatness in you. You have what it takes to make it happen. So let's make it happen. You got to talk that talk to yourself. That's how you kill all that other negative noise that's in your life. You let that inner voice rise up, that positive inner voice that you have, that voice that is the dominant voice that you know is the right one. That's the one that you got to let loose. You look at yourself in the mirror, and that's the only person that you got to satisfy every single day, is that person that you're looking at in the mirror. That's the only person that you need to overcome. That's the only person that you need to beat. That's the only person that you need to get better than, is that person that you look at in the mirror. Every single day, we got to become a better version of ourselves. And when we can do that, right? When we can look at ourselves in the mirror and we can be 100% honest and authentic and transparent with that person that we're looking at in the mirror and not worrying about anybody else, anywhere else, that's when you'll be able to kill the noise. That's when you'll be able to level up. That's when you'll start to see it shifting in your life. That's when you'll start to see things changing in your favor. That's when all those naysayers who was hating on you, that's now they're going to start reaching out because they want to work with you. It's crazy how this thing called life happens to all of us, ladies and gentlemen. But in order for us to really make it to the top, and in order for us to really make a difference, in order for us to really live the life that we want to live, we got to be able to kill the noise. We got to get rid of the noise. You know, even me, sometimes I have to, you know, being an influencer and being on social media all the time, there's times where I catch myself and I'm just scrolling like a zombie. And I'm like, okay, we got this book to write. We got this article to write. We have these phone calls to make. We have these emails to send out. And that's all a part of the noise, right? But because that's my playground, and I'm on that playground all the time, every day, because that's where I play. That's where my audience is. That's where my niche is. I'm there constantly. Sometimes it's easy to get caught up in the web, but that's why you have to have a high level of awareness. That's why you have to know when to cancel the noise. That's when you have to know to hit the off switch. That's when you have to know to pull away and pull back and turn away from. Sometimes there's things in your life that you have to turn away completely from, completely. Not just hit the off switch and then come back later and turn it on. You got to turn away from some things in your life. And I don't know what that looks like for you, right? Because there's so many people listening to this podcast, but there's something that you may need to turn completely away from that's hindering your progress. And think about that. Think about what that looks like. Think about what that is. And once you overcome that, how much clearer things will get for you, how much the noise will start to diminish and become like that movie where everything goes silent. Think about that. And that voice of a conqueror rises up. That overcoming voice rises up. That nothing is going to stop me voice starts to rise up. And you start to feel good, man. I'm telling you, when you start to talk that talk to yourself, you start to feel good. You start to function at a different level. You start to move on a different wavelength. And things start to change in your atmosphere, in your home, in your environment, in your business or your workplace. And you start to see a shifting. You start to see it happen before your very eyes and you're like, my goodness, I wish I would have done this so long ago. But the good news is that you can start right now today. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you've been dealing with struggling with getting rid of the noise and canceling the noise and killing the noise in your life, it's time for you to get crystal clear. It's time for you to set those goals and it's time for you to put the gears in motion. And listen, life's going to happen. Life's going to happen to us. But we can't let that dictate and determine where we end up in life. And that's what happens so many times. And again, I'm not casting judgment. I'm speaking from experience. No, those of you that know my story, you know what it is. But those of you who don't, I've been living in this wheelchair for 22 years. And I let this wheelchair stop me for many, many years from living my purpose because I was distracted by all the noise. I was distracted by that little voice in my head that was telling me, you're no good, Jose. Nobody's going to accept you. Nobody's going to want you. Nobody's going to love you. Nobody's going to want you on their team. Nobody's going to want to be around you. And I kept on playing that voice all over and over and over again in my head until I had to silence that voice and said, you better shut your mouth because you don't know me the way you think you know me. There's greatness inside of me. I am capable of doing more than what you think I'm capable of doing. I'm going to exceed your expectation of me because obviously you don't have a high expectation of me. And I started to talk that talk. I started to talk my own talk and I started to raise up this level of courage and this level of boldness in my own life. And it wasn't until I made that decision to start talking my own talk, the talk that I really wanted to talk, that things started to change in my life. I want to challenge you and I want you to give that a shot. I want you to start talking that talk to yourself. And if you understand what I'm talking about in this podcast, then you know exactly what I mean. I want you to cancel the noise, get rid of the noise. And I want you to start talking your own talk again to yourself. That talk that you used to talk when you were younger, when you had no fear, when the sky was the limit, when you knew you had dreams and goals and ambitions, and you wanted to do everything that you can do to go after those things, where you were excited to wake up and excited to live life and excited to conquer territory and expand your territory, when you were happy and you were joyful and you were filled with peace and you knew you had courage and bravery. I'm talking about going back to that level of confidence that you once had, because we've all had that at one point. And because of the things that we've gone through, that little voice, right, that courage and that boldness, little by little started to break down. And we started to allow the things that happened to us in life to take over. But if you can start to reverse engineer that again and go back to the beginning, back, see if you remember when you used to have that light. We all sang that song, "This Little Light of Mine, I'm Gonna Let It Shine." Have you allowed your light to get duffed out? Have you allowed your light to dimmer out and simmer out or go out completely? If you're listening to this podcast, I want to encourage you that you have life in you. You have breath in you. You have a sound mind. You have your senses. I want you to know that if you're still listening to this and you're still alive, there's still purpose in your life. You just got to know how to get rid of that noise, kill the noise, so that you can go out and kill what you want to eat. I love it, man. Listen, guys, that's why I love doing podcasts, because I can come on here and talk about whatever I want to talk about, just like you can start your own podcast and do the same thing. That's why I love the country that we live in, America, the United States, the land of the free, home of the brave, and because of those that were brave and continue to fight that fight for us. But listen, we have our own inner fight that we have to fight. We're thankful for those who fight literally out in the world for our freedoms. But we got to fight that fight internally so that we can really live a free life. Because what sense is it to have all of our soldiers and servicemen and women out there fighting a real physical fight for our freedoms and we're locked up on the inside anyhow? That doesn't make any sense. I've felt locked up for years. That doesn't make any sense. So while they're fighting for our freedoms externally, we need to fight for our freedoms internally. And I'm talking about in our minds and in our hearts. So, ladies and gentlemen, I love you. I thank you. I appreciate you. And until next week, I'm not going to stop until I win. You don't stop until you win. So I appreciate you guys. Listen, also, if you know anybody who's been wanting to share their story and wanting to get their and wanting to write a book, I have a new book writing masterclass that's out. You can go ahead and check it out. You can go ahead and sign up for that and help me to help you get your story into the world. And live free, inspire, make impact. So I love you, ladies and gentlemen. Take care and God bless. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to this episode of I Won't Stop Until I Win. Once again, I am your host, Jose Flores. And make sure you visit me at joseinspires.com, where you'll see links to all my social media, where I'm bringing content like this every single day on how you can win and keep on winning. We have new episodes dropping every week. So make sure you guys like, subscribe, and share with other winners so that everyone can keep up with what's going on. Once again, I appreciate you tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next episode of I Won't Stop Until I Win.